Okay, good morning, everyone. Enjoy your coffee and donuts on the frigid Boca Raton morning. The weather in the 60s, it's just inhumane. I don't know. Inhumane. Okay, we're in the Pirkei Siyum, Sha'arim B'Tfilah, our weekly 10 minutes. Go around this way, Rabbi. Come around this way. Page Kuf Samachay, 165, Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're in Pirkei. And last week we discussed Rav Pinkas' description of the difference between being physically present and being mentally present. How, when a person does a mitzvah externally, you blow the shofar, you take the lulav and esrog, you light the Hanukkah candles, you put the tefillin on, in the column about mitzvah, you could put a check. Did you do the mitzvah? Absolutely. Is it of inestimable value? 100%. However, if you add kavana, if you're mindful, if you tap into the energy of that mitzvah, if you understand the avoda, what you're trying to accomplish, then not only have you fulfilled something external, though it's of great value, you've actually transcended your physical place, you've ascended on high, and you're literally with the Ribono Shel Olam, with the Shechina. You have removed yourself from the physical world. As we discuss often, we are a soul, we have a body, we're not a body that has a soul. When you do a mitzvah, you literally become a soul without a body during that time, a pure spiritual, pure spirit. V'yotzi mizeh, says Rav Pinkas, what emerges from here, ha'ara norah chashivas harikush etzarach adam shas tefillah, an amazingly important idea about the concentration necessary, the mindfulness demanded of us when we're davening. She'ikula panay la'avoda asher lefanav, that our work, when we walk into shul, when we walk into the place we're going to daven, you know, the Gemara in Brachos that says you should have a makom kavua for davening, we learn from Avram Avinu, someone should designate a set place for davening. We're not going to get into whether our shul has a practice of a makom kavua. Every shul does, because it's a halacha makom kavua. However, within makom kavua, there's flexibility of dalet amos, 6 feet in all directions, which means a row or two in front, a row or two behind, a few seats to the left, a few seats to the right. You're not entitled to kick someone out of your seat. You can still fulfill makom kavua, especially, by the way, if you weren't there on time. You're not entitled to kick someone out of your seat. But Rabbeinu Yonah, there in the Gemara Brachos, makes an amazing comment. He says that the din of makom kavua is not a din in shul. Shul, by definition, is a makom kavua. A shul is a designated place for davening. You walk through the threshold of shul, you feel different. The sanctity of the place, the holiness of the place. One should be dignified and disciplined, and the decorum that comes with the sanctity of the place. You don't need to be told, have a set seat in the shul, says Rabbeinu Yonah. We don't paskin like this, Rabbeinu Yonah. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, makom kavua refers to at home. Of course, it's talking to the viber, to your wife. You should never daven at home. You should be in shul. But on the off chance that you ever have to daven at home, the off chance that you have to daven at home, you shouldn't just be wherever. You should have a designated place at home, because you need to feel transformed. There should be a makom kavua, a little shul within your home, a little beis medrash within the home, says Rabbeinu Yonah. So when you walk into shul, immediately you disconnect from the outside world. There are people who leave their cell phone in their car. They lock it in their glove compartment. They make the statement to themselves, it doesn't belong coming with me into shul. I'm not going to feel the vibration, the buzz, the alert, the beep. I'm not going to feel it. I'm not going to disturb the person next to me with it. I don't want to be tempted by checking what's going on. Stays in the car. Stays in the glove compartment. I remember I was once taking a tour of the West Wing with my family. And outside the situation room of the West Wing, there's a box with little slots. And I asked, what's this for? Said, cell phones are not allowed in the Situation Room. When the administration, the cabinet, is dealing with a crisis, nobody can be checking the stocks or how Israel's doing in the World Games. Therefore, the cell phone, everyone, President, Vice President, Secretary of Defense, there's little slots. You leave it outside in the slot. When you get into the Situation Room, there are no distractions. This is our Situation Room. This is where we come if there's a crisis. This is where we come when there's something that we have to turn to the Ribono Shel Olam with desperation, with gratitude, with whatever it may be. We leave our cell phone, no distractions come into the Situation Room. Ukvar tzak Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi famously tells the Jewish people, Hamamash HaMashal Azeh, Ad Masay Atem Poschem Ashtei Se'ifim. How long are you going to sit on the fence? How long are you going to try to sit on both in both places? Im LaShem L'chu Acharav. Im kein kasher nimmt adam beim tsavu daso va omed lafon of his park bepol u beim tsa posek linen acher har berege ze hisna take men a kiruv advek shayalo. Eliyahu Navi says to the Jewish people, how long are you going to hedge? Are you with Hashem? Are you with Baal? Who are you with? You can't hedge. And says Rav Pinkus, the same is true when you come to Daven. You can't live in two places simultaneously. It's nice that physically you're in shul. It's nice that physically you're holding the sitter. It's nice that physically you're uttering the words. But where are you mentally? Because you are wherever your mind and heart are, not where your body is. How long will you try to balance between being in two places at once? So the moment that we're not mindful, the moment we are mindfully disconnected from where physically we are, then we're no longer clinging to Hashem. Yeah, we're saying the words. Get a check. Shanga daven? Check. Shachar is davened. But did you connect? Did you have an intimate rendezvous? Do you walk away feeling transformed? Did you experience dveikus with Hashem? Are you a changed person from the humility you showed by relying and depending and pouring out your heart to Him? By the humility displayed by expressing endless and boundless gratitude to Him? Are you transformed? Not if your mind wasn't there. V'kach chozer chalila rega echa davak l'Hashem uv'rega sheni b'tahom olam hazeh. And this is the way it is. One moment you're clinging to Hashem. You're in the middle of Rifa'enu. You're thinking about the people you know. You're right there. You are mamash at the kisei hakavod. But by the time you got to Hashiva Shofteinu, you're back in the stock market. You're back in the Israeli baseball game. You're back thinking about all the things you have to do at work today, the people you have to call, the things you have to get done. V'kach kofei tzuba metzius, mikan lekan, mirega lerega. So even though physically you might have been within the same spot in shul, you were bouncing all over the place. Misofa olam at sofa, meha'aretz ad harakia. Ukedai bizayon v'katzef. Says Rav Pinkus, you made it from one end of the world to the other. You made it from the earth to the heavens. You were all over the place in that half hour, 40 minutes, however long the davening was. Omnam. However, says Rav Pinkus, Ein mataras pereksim zela ora rarikos hamachshava v'kavanas alev. My goal in this concluding chapter, says Rav Pinkus, is not only to emphasize the importance of mindfulness, of concentration, of being there, shezui be'emes hamachama gedola v'anora shel tefila, which is the essential battle of davening. The battle of that, we know it's about an exercise in humility, independence, and gratitude and praise. We know all of that. We understand it. We got it. The essential battle is getting into the spot that you can concentrate. Once you're there, we understand what it's about. Lichvosh hamachshava. The goal is to conquer the stray thoughts. V'tzarech l'zeh avodah rabba mod. It takes an incredible amount of effort. Aval yesh od sug avodah shikala yoser la'asosa. But there's a second type of davening, which is easier to accomplish and achieve. Sha'al koponam b'chitzionoso yiyu choshav, choshav mechuvanim l'matzav shu nimtza bo'ata. Shu omeid l'fnei ha'melech. So to conquer what's happening internally, that's a battle, that's a war. It's really, really difficult to be there from the beginning to the end. It's hard. But there's an easier battle to conquer, says Rav Pinkus, and that is externally to exhibit that you know you're standing there in front of the king. The famous story of the Berdichever. The great Berdichever once came outside and he found somebody was oiling the wheels of their wagon while wearing talus and tefillin. So how would a normal person have reacted? Nebuch, it's a busha. It's a bizayon. He's davening with talus and tefillin while he's oiling the wheels. But not Reb Levi Yitzchak. The great Berdichever said, Ribono Shel Olam, Re'ekia Mika Amcha Yisrael, Shafilu Be'em Tzomalachto, Mispalalhu. Wow! Look at your children, the Jewish people. Even in the middle of doing their work, they can't help but daven to you. It's a Berdichever story. So says Rav Pinkus, do we want someone to have to give that limud zchus on us? Wow, in the middle of checking the stock market, they're able to daven. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your children. Wow, look at your children. In the middle of a conversation, they still at least want to be in shul and in davening. Chalila, we should have to rely on that limud zchus. So says Rav Pinkus, the higher level, the internal concentration, mindfulness, presence, consciousness, that's a high level. It takes a battle, it's a war. We should continue to fight it. But the external, to at least leave your phone out of the room. Don't take it out of your pocket. Put it on airplane mode when you walk in. Make a pledge that you're not going to talk to somebody else. Don't be distracted by the things around you. At least to physically wear the clothing that exhibits a kavod for tefillah. To do the things externally that show, that's easier. It's also not easy. It's a battle. Rav Pinkus was writing this. He tragically passed away in a car accident, but long before cell phones were ubiquitous, long before the Yetzirah of cell phones, the greatest Yetzirah there is, to check, to see, to know what's going on, to check that buzz, that vibration, that alert. So, but if we can't achieve it internally, at least we can continue to wage the battle externally, and what we conquer externally, the Mirat Hashem will help transform us internally as well. Have a phenomenal day.